The one item I have relates to the mayor's initiative, actually, to try to find alternative community uses in the right-of-way for streets that are not improved. This package would fund a pilot project to support neighborhood efforts at four sites to create attractive community uses along unimproved streets. In fall of 2013, a PSU civics class with the support of PBOT at ONI and the Office of the Mayor did door-to-door surveys and had some community meetings where they asked people, if your street were not paved, would you be interested in exploring possible other community uses, and found that there was, in fact, significant interest. People did not say, if you don't pave my street, I don't give a darn what you do with it. So we're talking about putting up some money to have pilot projects in four locations, and I'll turn it over to Director Treat and Denbury Garda.
Thank you, Commissioner Novick, and thank you, Mayor Hales, and the other commissioners for allowing us to be here today. Commissioner Novick touched on most of my talking points. So the only thing I think I'd like to add before opening up to questions is that this pilot project is really an opportunity for us to turn a liability into an asset. There are these gravel streets around the city that are generally viewed as eyesores or liabilities to the neighborhood, and it's an opportunity for us to turn it into an asset for the neighborhood. And it's an opportunity for us to do placemaking and invite people out of their homes into the public right-of-way and offer them opportunities to relax, gather, play, garden, do different activities in the right-of-way that otherwise wouldn't be available to them.
Denver, do you want to elaborate on like some of the types of uses that were discussed with the communities? I think it was Mill Park and Cully.
Mm-hmm. That's correct, yeah. We actually, the students did door-to-door canvassing on gravel streets, talking to residents that live on these streets, and they knocked on around 200 doors per neighborhood. So they did a thorough canvassing of homes in the Cully neighborhood in East Portland as well. And then we followed that up with two community meetings that were held at the East Portland Community Center and in Hollywood. And so there was both of those gave opportunity to essentially gauge what support there was from residents who actually live on these streets, as well as other community members who are generally interested in the idea of making a better use of these unpaved streets.
And what are some of the kinds of uses that were discussed?
So we grouped them into five general categories. The first one is gardenings and landscaping. So you can imagine, you know, raised planter beds or something. Right now, we already allow planter beds to be permitted in planter strips where you have a full street. So that's something that's common already, or tree plantings. Another category, the second one would be gathering spaces. So you can imagine benches or picnic tables or places where people can come and sit and relax. A third category was play areas. So one example might be like if you have a planter box, you might have a sandbox next to it or something so kids can play next to a parent who's gardening. Fourth one was community information. So information kiosks, for example, you see bulletin boards in neighborhoods on public parks and other spaces, or little free libraries are popping up all over the city. And then the last one is just a possibility for art installments in these areas as well.
And what would we spend the money on?
What we would do is we would, the idea is that we would generally open up the process for proposals. So any group of residents who lives on a street could submit to become one of these four candidate sites. And so we would we would be developing criteria to select four sites. And the city staff will be supporting with the the outreach, the project development, engineering, assisting with permits, design and construction. And so we would actually be building the improvements that they desire. We're leaving it flexible so that we can respond to the needs that exist on these streets. Really, the idea is to build off the creativity that we see in other places across the city. So it could be any of those examples that I showed you, or a mix of them. And in addition, it could be some basic access, including either soft or hard surface pathways.
So have you thought about just establishing a process to allow it, like the village building conversions and the street intersection repairs, so that there wasn't as much expense on behalf of the city doing it?
We are just now looking at the possibility of having right-of-way use for these community use purposes. We don't have a permitting process right now for allowing or encouraging these types of uses. And so what we want to do with this pilot is actually test these improvements in different neighborhoods at different contexts with constraints such as stormwater limited right-of-way, and really learn what makes good candidate streets for removing some of the traffic access functions and allowing for more community uses. In addition, we want to be able to identify what types of uses really make the most sense in different parts. So I think that's the point of the pilot, really to understand what make good candidate streets, learn what improvements make the most sense, and most importantly from transportation, we want to make sure that there's a safe design of both the mixing of traffic as well as community use. There's safe interaction between if there's a pathway or a driveway or a motor vehicle access. And then one of the main things that we have a connectivity standard, and so in the past we've always for the most part treated our right-of-way as kind of a one-size-fits-all. We've always needed to do the full improvement. About in 2012 we actually identified new options for quiet residential streets, which essentially provide for a smaller footprint, so we don't take up the full right-of-way. And the we're trying now to essentially learn from this pilot so that we can do that, look at whether there's lessons that we can learn for a citywide process.
Would it be fair to say that under any circumstances, even with the neighbors who are putting up the money for construction, there would have to be PBOT resources devoted towards the kind of activities you were just talking about? We'd have to be helping determine, you know, what the impact on traffic is.
Excuse me. Yeah, I think for these four pilots, we want to be able to learn these lessons and do a variety of different contexts and different improvements so that we can decide what makes the most sense. So for these four, certainly we feel like it's important to do to have funding and to engage the city and city staff in the development of the project.
If I could, one question. If it turns out that one of the community priorities is a garden, would it make sense for PBOT just to work with the Parks Community Garden Team to come in and do that function after you've done your survey work and your safety stuff, but just to potentially contract with Parks to manage a garden construction?
That's a really good question that you're asking, and I think as we go through the application process, we will be looking for opportunities like that to partner with other agencies and keep the costs down, for sure. But until we see the applications come in, can't answer, but I think it's a great idea to explore.
We have coordinated with across bureaus with BPS and Parks and ONI, and we intend to continue that. We have formed an internal advisory group, and so I think we want to learn best practices from across the different bureaus and potentially even external partners as well.
So I'd like to focus on the community building part of this. I had the chance a couple of years ago when we were looking at the Cully rezoning to tour Cully on a bicycle with Denver, and we looked at a lot of these streets. There's the pure amount of real estate that's not being used in Cully is kind of mind-blowing. And you know, the objective in Cully with the rezoning and other efforts going on in the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative is to increase vitalization without engendering gentrification. And I think this is an interesting puzzle piece and how to figure out how to do that. So I think it was very innovative. I hope we can support it.
Questions for the team here?
Thank you. I just want to
say that there's a lot of streets like that in East Portland. And I know that there's a lot of interest in coming up with different strategies besides the full street blitz that is so expensive. And I think it sounds very interesting. Thank you.
We've got miles to go on this one, literally. All right, thank you.